Chapter 17, verse 9. He that covers a transgression seeks love, but he that harps on a matter separates chief friends. You didn't know how many of our English phrases came out of the Bible, did you? Oh, stop harping on that issue. Where'd that come from? Right out of the Bible. You want to separate chief friends? Be one of these that constantly harps on a matter. Oh, there is a matter. You see, you're not creating it. You're not lying. You're not creating it. But it's a little thing that love ought to cover. And instead, you make a string to put in your harp and you sit there and plunk it all day long. Plunk, 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 until you separate chief friends. What a horrible thing. And our children are liable to that. And when we see them harping on a little issue, we say to them, would you like somebody to take that little thing in your life and constantly remind you of it? And you want daddy and mommy to meet you every morning and remind you of that issue, remind you of it? No, no, no. Then you stop that. You're harping on a matter that ought to be covered by love.